One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Come and join us for an hour of soul food and learning from one another with a life perspective. Some of our diners tonight will be introducing themselves, and our guest chef is Stacy tonight, and she'll be joining us for appetizers and maybe a drink. And after we have a really lively conversation with her, we've got all kinds of follow-ups with some things that we were talking about last week with the earthquakes, tsunami, and also we're going to be talking about the Academy Awards later on. So if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you join us at the table. Our number is 646-727-3206. Again, that's 646-727-3206, or you can go to our chat area. So let's go ahead and dig in. So let me go ahead and introduce Stacy. Stacy, are you here? I don't know if she's checked in yet with us or not. But,
not yet.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about Stacy. Stacy Henshall is the founder of Quantum Integration and also Inner Wisdom. She's a coach, consultant, and an intuitive healer. And she's worked with thousands of people over 25 years doing trainings and coachings in areas of establishing and developing business, also awareness with training and conscious communication. She loves to do creative nurturing of relationships and uses innovative ways for personal development and success. And she works very holistically in the unified field with the body, mind, spirit, which creates a centeredness and also a presence, an awakening and an awareness of intuition. There's also an abundance and success. She's a conscious and powerful and loving relationships with herself and others, and she also helps assist organizations, couples, and individuals to open to higher states of awareness with wisdom within themselves, to integrate with themselves and also their relationships, blending higher principles with the consciousness. She supports people who live from their vision and by accessing their gifts through working with intuition, truth, compassion, and love. So we're looking forward to having her be here. Hopefully, she's probably got the valet situation again. She's parking her car. So we look forward to having her get on there. So why don't we go ahead and go around the table. And Jamie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jamie. I'm a friend of Robin's from way back when, I guess. Who knows? I'm just stopping in to get a quick bite and enjoy some conversation. I do tattoos for a living.
Your tattoo. What's your tattoo salon called in Seattle? What's it called again?
It's called Chrome Ohm, and we've been Seattle for the last 13 and a half years. Keeping the door open somehow, you know, with the...
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, we're doing our thing, yeah.
Okay, what's a good way to contact you? What's a good contact phone number at Chrome Ohm?
That would be directly to the shop, 206-325-9482, or chromeohm@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you go to his website, there's some really fun artwork there, and you get to see some pictures of Jamie that are really fun. So there you go.
Yes.
It'll be an interesting thing. Yeah, exactly. Kathy, can you introduce yourself, please?
Well, hi. My name's Kathy Elliott. For over 30 years, I've been in the computer industry. However, this year, 2010, I switched gears and now serve humanity by spreading joy and laughter wherever I go. I'm currently working on two children's CDs about self-healing, and they'll be due out before Christmas. And I guarantee they'll be full of fun.
There you go. And I've actually heard some samples of the kids that she's been working with, and I wish I were... When I was little, I had those to listen to. They would have been awesome. Is there a way people can contact you if they have any questions on wanting to get involved with helping you with that production or if they want to go ahead and purchase them at Christmas time?
Yes, I can be reached by email at feelgoodallday@gmail.com. That's
all right.
Feelgoodallday.
That's good.
Gmail.com.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you know what? And Jamie, we'll have to get you introduced with all that. Gloria, are you still with us?
I am. I'm totally here. I would not leave you
guys. Never. Oh, I know. We love that about you. Could you introduce yourself, too?
Hi, I'm Gloria, and I have a company that works with personal development, helping to encourage people to become more aware of the planet and the world they're living in. I just make changes on a radical level with the smallest of changes for people, and I just help to assist them to achieve those changes.
Okay. And how can people reach you if they want to learn a little bit more about that and how you work with people?
Well, right now they can call me directly at a phone number of 714-478-2427.
Okay.
That's going to be the best way.
Okay, great. And I'm Robin Misevich. I've been the owner and operator of Flowers for You in Riverside, California for over 25 years. I'm a nature intuitive and work with a teaching I call Flower Wisdom, the Flower Code, and also work with Flower Yoga. So there's a lot of intuitive ways that I really encourage people to be connecting to Mother Earth and looking at different ways that they can balance themselves, especially with all these changes going on in the world right now. Being connected to the planet and being connected to nature is just a very simple and easy way to keep ourselves balanced. So if you have any more questions on that, you can reach me at Flowers for You, and my number is 800-688-7887, and I look forward to speaking to you, and I can talk about some of my programs when you guys have on there. So, Stacy, have you joined us?
Not yet.
I have not joined it.
Waiter, okay, well, waiter, come to the table.
Oh, okay. And who is our waiter today? Can we have your name, Mr. Waiter?
Oh, my name's Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. What do we have anything really special for appetizers tonight?
Well, this is Outback, so bloomin' onion's always pretty good to get started off with.
A bloomin' onion, all right. No, I love that because it's blooming somehow, so that's a good thing. Anything else?
I really like, I'd probably have to say spicy shrimp is pretty good.
The spicy shrimp. Oh, okay. Anybody up for something spicy? Here we go.
Is that one of your favorites, Tyler?
Tyler, is that one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorites. Unless
one
I get
your
the favorite? Steak like that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, we do the bloomin' onion and we'll start with the spicy shrimp. How's that sound, guys?
That sounds good.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm in the mood for some jambalaya.
You want some jambalaya? Ooh, ooh-wee. Okay. She's coming up Mardi Gras. She's coming up the Mardi Gras right now. Okay.
And Robin, this is Stacy. I joined the call. Can you hear me?
Oh, there's Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, you guys. How are you doing? Hi, Gloria. Hi, Kathy. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome. We have already introduced you a little bit.
Okay,
so
great.
So we let everybody kind of get your stuff going. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, can you want to kind of start off just with a little bit? I already let them know. Now, also, Stacy provides quantum basic business coaching, inner awakening coaching, soul relationship coaching, intuitive readings, healing cellular, emotional, heart, and soul. And actually, she's had a few people that we know that she's worked with. And Stacy, you want to go ahead and kind of introduce yourself a little bit other than your bio? And if you had, just go ahead and get started. We're excited that you're here, and we already ordered some appetizers, so hopefully you'll like what we're going to have brought to the table.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, it's really great to be on the call with you guys. I love the energy and the excitement and enthusiasm that everybody's, you know, pouring through, which is what touches the world and opens the world, you know, in a really beautiful way. Every time we have fun, our heart opens. And a little bit more about me. I specialize in actually having us access our deeper knowledge and wisdom. We all have the capacity to know and to be intuitive and to tap into our higher calling and our higher purpose and to live from that purpose versus living from the mind or living from the ego or living from some kind we should or we have to or we're supposed to, but living from our passion. And I assist people, individuals, couples, companies, to tap into that higher purpose and to live from that heart space and live from the truth of the wisdom that we have inside so that we're buoyantly, fully expressed and loving our life and serving the world from the highest place of our truth. And when we live from that truth and that inner wisdom, life is joyful, fulfilling, and really it serves the world, serves the universe. So I help people tap into the state called the, you know, alpha state or the theta state, where we're being in a deep state of deep presence, we're in our heart, and that we operate and live from that place of heart, and that we're, you know, working from that place, and living from that place. So inside that, I don't know if there's any particular questions that you guys have about that, or if you wanted me to do a little exercise on tapping into an alpha status state with the group, I can also do that, which might be kind of fun.
Okay, so do you guys have questions, or do we want to go ahead and just kind of play? I vote for play, so whatever you guys want to do.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay, we're playing. Can you imagine that Rob wants to play? Okay, go ahead.
So we'll kind of go into the state. So I'm going to take us into the state as we have our appetizers being ordered. So what I want to have everybody do on the call and whoever's listening is to, first of all, to go into the state where we're tapped more into our wisdom. It's about anchoring in the body. And then when we're more in the body and we're feeling the body, then the wisdom can pour through. I call it you have to have access to your heart and be in the belly, your strength, and then the wisdom pours through from the universe. It's already in us, but we have access to those particular fields. It's about a higher vibrational frequency. Because when you're in fear and pain or sorrow or in have to or should, you're vibrating, you're resonating at a frequency, and you'll draw and attract those pieces to you. When you're in a state of love, connectivity, source, you draw higher knowledge and energy to you. So we're going to draw from that higher energy. So we're going to begin with just breathing and just noticing our breath. So allowing ourselves to breathe up from the place that I call the perineum, which is your first chakra, that's an energy center in the body. It's right between the legs. And you breathe up from that place and bring the energy up the body and actually allow yourself to feel yourself when you breathe and bring it into the high chest, opening your heart. And as you bring the breath into the high chest and the energy, bring it all the way up behind the eyes and just hold your breath for a moment. And then go ahead and release it down the back and releasing the heart and letting it flow down the back. And then again, coming and breathing back up again from that perineum region all the way up the body slowly and feeling the breath move. As you breathe up into the chest, open the chest wide, open the heart wide and bring the energy all the way up behind the eyes and hold it there. And as you do that gently, imagine there's love pouring from your eyes and release that breath. Let it go down the back, all the way down, feeling it move down the body, all the way to the perineum. Now gently take your hand and put it on your heart or the center of your chest, which is the heart chakra. And as we take this next breath up, you can think of something you love to keep opening up the frequency of love, which is the most powerful thing there is. It's more powerful than anything on the planet, is love. Fear, danger, love is the most powerful commodity. So you're breathing up from the perineum, all the way up, feeling the breath, bring it all the way up into the high chest, all the way up behind the eyes, and again, allowing the love to pour through the eyes, either the eyes are open or closed, and imagine your eyes are sending out love to whatever you're seeing, letting them send out a frequency of love. You can't think of can't feel love, think of somebody you love or think of something you love that will help automatically, and then release the breath down the back. Slowly. Feeling the breath move, feel the energy. And again, having your hand on your heart or on the heart chakra, and then thinking or feeling about something you love, which opens up that frequency of love, which opens up oneness and knowledge, and that you're breathing so you feel your body, you're grounded, feeling your feet, and then again, breathing up, all the way up the body, love in the eyes, and even put a smile on your face, breathe it up to the high chest, and all the way up into behind the eyes. Hold the breath, love in the eyes, and slowly release it down the back, very slowly, feeling the energy move as you release the breath, moving all the way down, Love in the eyes, smile on the face. And then again, breathe back up from the perineum all the way up into the belly, into the chest, the high chest, all the way up. Watch the energy move. Do the best you can. Love in the eyes, behind the eyes. And just hold it there behind the eyes. Sending out love. And then gently release the breath slowly down the back. And now as you do that, you might have a question you might want to ask yourself. Given you're in a deeper state, you can ask yourself a question and get a clearer response. More of a clearer knowing of what might be more true for you. Knowing that you're more in a higher field of connected love, groundedness, and tapped into more of your wisdom. And then gently go ahead, and if your eyes are closed, you can gently take a deep breath. And all the way up into the high chest, rolling the shoulders back. And release the breath. And when you're ready, you can very gently open your eyes. If you want to keep them closed, you can. And why don't you guys let me know how you're doing and how you're feeling.
How was it for you guys?
I'm feeling pretty happy.
They're all
so ill they can't talk. They're like, what?
Exactly. You want to? You expect us to talk?
Hello.
Yeah. When
gosh, I was thinking that's just such a great way to start a meal. You know, you just get stuff. Your body's already like, and it makes it all happy for the digestive system and all that. And gosh, Stace, I could see how that would be such a powerful thing to imagine going into a corporate meeting or some kind of a meeting, and you all do that before you start talking to one another. I know you just come from this deeper, more calm and more reflected place.
Right, and when you're in this place, Robin and everybody, then you're making decisions and taking actions from the truth of the universe. You're tapped into the field of what's best for the planet, what's best for the universe, what's best for the people, and what's best for you, rather than going into, you know, competition or hiding. We're creating an environment of sustainability, which when we talk about transformation, it's about living this new earth, living from sustainability, cooperation, collaboration in our businesses, in our relationships, that we're really caring about each other and working together. If you're in a field of stress, fight, flight, or freeze, then you can't really maneuver and work from a place of cooperation, collaboration, because you're afraid and you're working from your fear, so you can't drop into your heart and do what's best. You're working from a frequency that has you be separate. So it's a separate frequency rather than a frequency of union, which is love and oneness. Every time you go into love and oneness, it's a frequency of union, and then you start collaborating, and then everything in the world starts working together. We start having world peace. We work together socially, politically, economically. Everything starts shifting because we care and we're not fighting each other. We're not afraid that we have a lack. We're working from a unity consciousness because we are living in the heart, in our body. And when you're in this alpha to theta state, which is unconditional love, then you're in a unified field and you can't help but serve the whole, because that's all you want to do is serve and love and give from this higher place, which is really beautiful.
So, Stace, when you're doing this practice, say, how long do you think it would be before you were doing this practice where it became such a second nature to you that within maybe, say, a couple breaths and you basically can shift yourself to where you wouldn't have to take a few minutes to do this? You could actually almost do it within maybe 30 seconds to a minute instead of having it be this longer process. How long do you think that would take to have yourself get used to it?
That's a really good question, Robin. You know, it really depends on the individual. It depends on how much work we've had done. It depends on your emotional state. Sometimes in our life we're going through a lot of stress and emotionally, and you could do practices for years and all of a sudden they don't work because something hit you hard emotionally. So even if you've highly practiced in meditation or deep work, it might not work at all. Or you might happen to be really relaxed and you can go into it right away. You know, the key in anything that we do is to create a regular practice. It's what I call build a resource base within the self. So you're building a resource base within the body so you get grounded. Or I call it the Dantian. You're in your belly. You're in your power. You're in your strength. And then I work with people and build a resource base in their heart so they're in their love. They're in their heart. They can open it. And then with their third eye or their soul seed with their wisdom. So I'm building resources bases so they have – it's easy to drop in, and then you practice that every day. If you do, you know, they say, some people say 21 days to create a habit, but it's really something, it's a life, something you live. You know, I have a lifetime practice. I hold an intention, which I also recommend people, if you're in a relationship with somebody, if you're running a company, or even with yourself, have an intention, have a purpose that you want to fulfill. So, you know, if you look at your life and say, in business, I want to live from sustainability with the world. I want to help people. I'm going to create a product that's going to help the world, that's going to help the planet, that's going to serve people, and I want to work from a state of love and higher work. Let's say you have that in your business or in your relationship. I want to create a loving relationship that's in communication. You have an intention. You hold that intention, and then you live it, and you practice it, and you create practices around that. So one of the practices would be this breathing technique, because then you'd be more centered. And if you're centered in the vibration, then you can live it. So, you know, I would begin with, I recommend people, you know, begin in the morning, and you could begin with a five-minute practice, which isn't long, and then at your lunch hour, do it again at lunch, and then do it again at night. But what I also put in, Robin and Gloria and Kathy and everybody else who's on this call and listening, is to do a moment-by-moment practice. And some of the teaching I do is I call, and I'm working on a book with this piece in it. It's called Loving Through the Eyes. And it's really about every moment, if you can start loving through your eyes and breathing from your belly, you can be in this state all the time. And it's really about living in this blissful joy anytime you bring love into your eyes, because it opens up the frontal lobes, which opens up a unity consciousness when you have the love in the eyes, because it stimulates the glands that produce hormones of happiness and joy. So it's a very simple technique.
Kathy's living, she's loving from everything right now. Okay, that's good.
And that's the technique. When you even eat the food at the meals, you love the taste, you love the food, everything, you bring love to everything.
Yeah, and that's just a different, you know, gratitude and appreciation kind of going behind all that as well. And we all know gratitude is one of the highest energies you can, you know, generate within yourself or being expressed to another.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's really cool. Anybody else have some questions for Sage? Or you want to share maybe your experience of what that was like for you guys?
I definitely felt more centered. That's a good word, centered. Most of
Beautiful. What's your name?
My name is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Thank you. That's beautiful. Great.
Gloria, you want to say anything?
Are you older now?
How to practice. Doing the things that Stacy has you do always leaves me just speechless. Oh, wow. There you go. Well, that's pretty powerful. When you can come to a place where you just, it's beyond words. I think that's how, hopefully that's going to be a new thing on the planet, that we don't necessarily try to describe things sometimes. We just want to say it was just beyond words, and that could be such a profound thing to say.
Yeah.
We're not trying to limit it by how we would know how to express that, because it's such a vast experience for ourselves. We're just wanting to own it for what it is without having to really name it.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Robin, because it's about, you know, when you do grow up in this space, it's sometimes hard to talk because you're so connected, you will get information, I call it downloading, you'll start being able to streamline and write, you know, write books, write knowledge, write truth. And in that stillness, when there is no words, that's when the wisdom comes. The wisdom is always in between the space of the notes. Like when you hear a song, it's not the words, it's the space between that carries the energy field of love and connection. It's the space between the words and any kind of writing. So it's when we slow down enough, then we can slow down, go into a deeper place within ourselves, and then we know. And then we can eat when we eat these appetizers. We can eat from this place of love, and then we'll, like you said, the food will be more nurtured. We can play in this field of love, and our play will be more nurturing. We can be in relationship and romance within this field, and, you know, it will be more expansive, and then we can work within this field, and we'll be more creative and productive and happier. So it's really, really exciting when you work within this field, and, you know, I have a commitment to work in this field, and all of us, we're going to go in and out of it, because what's going to happen, you know, Kathy and Gloria and Robin and everybody else is on this call, Jamie and who else is on it, we're all going to go into field, and we'll all move together in this field of consciousness. We'll be all taken to this higher place of joy, but it's about us doing our work and having fun and then doing our practices of any kind of meditation and connectivity from our heart and our soul and our being.
Yeah, because that's one thing. It's always when you have those moments of synchronicity with someone that it's bigger than the both of you, and there's just that simple delight. You know, when, you know, in that sense of connection that you have with one another, that, you know, to me that's part of when you say, you know, you're getting that download with each other and everything just seems to just be effortless. That just makes it such a fun thing. So when you
and that's when you're in the unified field, Robin, too. You're in the field.
Okay.
Or another way the athletes call it, you're in the zone. You know, I teach companies and organizations how to be in the zone, be real present, because when you're in the zone in companies, you don't make as many mistakes. You're more on task. You make the right decisions. You make more money naturally. Your relationships flow. They're easy because you're in this field. You're in the field of oneness versus the field of separation. Every time we're in the ego or we're struggling defense, we're in the ego, so it's separate, the field of separateness. Even though we're really never separate, when you're in this field, you're always in oneness, so everything will work. Everything will coordinate. Everything will be magical. Your radio show, what you guys are doing, you guys definitely create this powerful field. I mean, Glory's absolutely amazing. Kathy's absolutely amazing. You're amazing. I mean, you guys are all energetic, deep-hearted, beautiful beings that really care. And, you know, this show will take off because you're holding that strong field.
Well, I would just love to be able to take that wonderful field and take it out on the freeway. Wouldn't that be nice? No.
Yes, you can. And how you do that. And how you do that, Robin, is you just, you know, when you drive, you send love. You emanate love as you drive. And I can promise you do that, cars will clear the road for you. They'll just move naturally. They will feel
love.
The feel.
Right.
I've had people do that, drive with them, and they just beam love, and then all these openings occur in the traffic, and it opens up. I can't promise that, but I can, you know, you emanate a field, and things do open around you. It's pretty magical.
Some of our leftovers. I'll have to check in with these guys next week and say, okay, when you guys were driving, did you send love, and did you like you get that open parking space, and people opened the road for you? So, well, that could be part of our homework. We call that leftovers when we kind of check back in with each other and see what that's all about. So
that would be really fun.
Yeah, we'll check in with that, and I would love to have you coming back. We have to have her come back, and hopefully maybe have her come hang for a whole meal, or at least come back for dessert next time. How about that, Stace?
Oh no, I'd love to, and I might be able to hang a little bit longer tonight with you guys. But
being on the call
with you guys, and I just really appreciate you, and I was really excited. You know, I was honored to ask because you guys are you're so fun.
Well, thanks. When do you anticipate having your book come out, Loving from Your Eyes?
Yes, Loving Through Your Eyes, it's always a good question, time, you know, I would say within a year, you know, in the year and a half, but, you know, it's going to be a pretty simple book and a pretty easy read, and it will be easily digestible, as we talk about food, and fun and loving, and you're going to feel really good, Kathy, when you read this book. You'll feel really good because, and if anybody wants to, I teach how to live in presence and oneness and also how to work in this unified field. So I'm writing the book and speaking the tapes from this field of consciousness of love. So when you read this book, you'll feel the frequency. You'll get downloaded and engrossed in this field of love, because when we do anything, if we do a thing from hate or anger or bitterness or irritation, that will be imbued into our food, into our business planning, into our relationship, into anything we do, the energy we bring and the attitude we have, people, because we're in this field together. I work with the quantum field and quantum physics. So when you write something or you sing a song and you're in this field of love or unified field, when somebody hears the song or reads this book, that will be held in that consciousness because it becomes alive because it was done from pure intent. And so mm-hmm. the book will carry a charge, so people just even picking it up and touching it, they'll start moving into the deeper field. And I can also teach people how to do that and move in that. I do seminars and workshops on how to work in the field, how to live in the field in relationship, business, and your life, and be in the zone and come from love. And it's a blast, and we have a lot of time. And I do one-on-one sessions, too, in healing and coaching and training.
Okay, what are a couple phone numbers or a website that people can be able to go to?
Yeah, very good. So I have two websites. My business website is Quantum Integrations, and Integrations mm-hmm. has an S on the end, so quantum, like the quantum, and then Integrations means moving into the oneness and the wholeness, so like a quantum integrating into the wholeness with an S on the end, .com. Mm-hmm. And the other one is more like my business spiritual one, and that one is awakeninnerwisdom.com. So awaken, you're awakening this inner knowing that's already within all of us. It's really the inner and outer wisdom, but it's just, you know, because when we have the inward terrain, we start opening that, then the outward terrain opens. So it's awaken inner, I-N-N-E-R, wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, awakeninnerwisdom.com. And then also my number you can reach me at is area code 949-495-9689. Again, that's 949-495-9689. And you can call me and talk to me. Or do you guys have a website or something where you have information? Or
yeah, we have the Transformation Cafe, and it's a Transformation with Dash Cafe. And we'll go ahead and be adding that on to contacts, and that way people can go to the website as well, because we're going to be adding to an archive of information for people. So depending on the show, we'll have it where people can actually listen to that, and we'll actually just list the information as a sidebar so they don't necessarily have to listen to the show to get the content of connections and things like that for people if they want to get that. Plus, we're hoping to have kind of highlights of people that are, you know, guests, and then also our regulars. So if people want to go on there and be able to connect to people, we'll have ways that they can actually go to that site and be able to click to everybody else. So we're trying to make it very interactive, very communicative, and just keep it really fun. So, and if you even place for people to keep messages and things like that. So the spicy shrimp has arrived, which looks very delicious. And we've got the Bloomin' Onion. So there you go. So, and everybody, you know, dig on in on that and, you know, save a little of the extra dip for me. So that's always good. So do we want to go ahead and switch gears? Because I was kind of...
Thank you, Robin, and thank you guys, everybody. It was just fun playing with you. I might hold on a little bit longer, and then, but I'll with you guys in spirit, and it was an honor to be with you, and have a magical, magical night and a great rest of your dinner and dessert, and have it be scrumptious and wonderful, and enjoy with that love in your eyes, and see if you guys the rest of the night can eat. And play imagine this love in your eyes as you continue the rest of this call and play with that and experience that. And then it would be fun to tag on in with you to see what happened with the traffic and what happens when you guys bring that love into your eyes and live from love moving through your eyes. And I look forward to hearing from people.
Yeah, so we want to, you know, whenever you need to leave, you know, we thank you for coming by, and we will definitely be doing a little bit of leftovers with that and let you know how things are going. And you're welcome anytime. You want to come on back and let's do another exercise, or we can just, you know, you want to do a different level of that, we're totally looking forward to it. So we thank you for your contribution and being able to come by and see us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me to your cafe.
Okay, and if you feel like you want to, you know, until you need to take off, if you want to add to the conversation, we look forward to anything you want to have on insights for that. So,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So we were talking.
Thanks for sharing your time. That was very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Who was that?
That was Jamie.
Oh, that was Jamie.
I'm a good listener. Let me tell you about that.
Oh, you're wonderful, Jamie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Beautiful, Jamie.
Yeah.
And thank you for being on the line.
The chat room's open. If anyone has any questions, plus we have a phone number. to call area code 646-727-3206. In case you have any questions, just feel free to call.
Okay, and we were bouncing around a few of the current events that we could talk about for the main our main course for tonight. And we were thinking about going ahead and talking about the Oscars and what everybody thought about that. I thought it was pretty interesting that, you know, in 2009 when Hugh Jackman was the host, there was this low-key theme that they were doing with everything. The sets were very minimal. I mean, at one point they were using cardboard for part of the sets and decorations, which was really clever because they were showing that, you know, it isn't necessarily about everything being shiny and new kind of thing and really working with that. Plus the actors, they had past winners come up and address the people who were nominated and talk about their performance and what they thought about their performance. And they did that as kind of a different format last year that they did. And then this year, having Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin there, I think they were really seeking to have more of a playful and more upbeat and kind of going more very nostalgic, you know, with the the comedy, you know, groups and things like that, with like Dean and Martin and it's different other comedians that were coupled up. So it kind of, to me, it was more the Crystals and the Showgirls and more like high budget and things like that. It almost reminded me of like the Follies and things like that during the Depression, how they were really making Hollywood was kind of reminding everybody about things being a little bit bigger than life sometimes and kind of, you know, forgetting about your troubles for a little while and laughing and thinking about, you know, something being a little more rich and posh kind of a thing. So
you know,
I just kind of put that out there to see what you thought.
Yeah, you actually
that.
Release endorphins when you laugh, and it's really good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get a good giggle in once in a while. It helps.
Absolutely. I try to laugh at least an hour, you know, and every hour I like to get in a giggle. So there you go. I even do it in my sleep, but there you go.
Have you heard of laughing yoga?
Laughing yoga, yeah. Yeah.
15 minutes a day. Laugh, laughing.
So, and if you guys want to comment on the my Oscar, statement about the Oscars.
Yeah, I had to wear my sunglasses watching it.
Ooh.
Everyone with their glitter gowns on. It was pretty neat, though.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I actually didn't watch too much of the show, but well, they had so much, for one thing, the best picture, but hosts are important, and you can't really go wrong with Steve Martin, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was very fun. I do enjoy him, so I like his humor. So.
I know last year, Hugh Jackman, that's a pretty big shoe to fill, you know, trying to be a host by yourself, and I think he did well.
Yes, he did do well. Yeah, I think so, too. Kath, what'd you think?
Oh, I put my sunglasses on, and I thought they were pretty funny, pretty entertaining, especially when Steve Martin said, about that damn Marin.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Uh-huh. Well, I liked it when they were sitting on the sofa and they had their cozies on or whatever. The Snuggies? They were wearing the Snuggies.
Oh, Snuggies, right. I must say, I don't have a Snuggies yet, but...
I don't either. I don't have a Snuggie either. They do have the fashion ones out now. You can have Leopard or something like that. So, you know, hey, you know, there's no reason not to have your Snuggie now. You can kick it up and even probably... I'm waiting for the bling version. How about that?
The bling, that's it, the bling.
Yeah, they need a bling version for all the girls. They need like a little sash or something with glitter on it, you know, little sequins with for your Snuggie. So there, I just gave them free promotions for the next Christmas item. They're going to do the bling, you know, the Snuggie bling. There we go.
SnuggieBling.com. I gave they didn't have too many to choose from last Thanksgiving, so I gave my nephew a Tinkerbell one.
Okay.
For his 29th birthday.
Oh.
And he was okay with that?
Yeah, because he has daughters. So his,
oh,
Sarah's,
okay.
I didn't know that at the time. I thought that would just suit him fine.
Okay. There you go.
So, One thing I did notice when I watched Oprah Winfrey on the post show was that she had all four winners of the supporting actor and actress and best actor and actress, and they had three out of the four made a reference to someone who's not alive anymore.
Oh, wow.
And how they met them.
They were actors or just family members or?
One, Sandra Bullock and Jeff Bridges referred to their parents, and Monique referred to the first Black supporting actress that won an Oscar in 1938.
Okay. Wow.
Hattie McDaniel, I think her name was, for In the Gone with the Wind. She was the, right.
Yeah, and she said
Is she the nanny that says, I don't know nothing about birth and no babies? Is it that one? That lady?
Ah, that's correct.
Was it her? Yeah, that was she was very good. She was very good in Gone with the Wind.
I think Monique actually had a rose or a flower in her hair as tribute, as the lady who had won before had dressed.
And,
oh, my gosh, that's nice.
Actually, that she received that as a gift, that flower. Just while she was getting dressed for the Oscars, from someone, it was a synchronistic gift. It was from someone who knew Hattie.
Right.
Monique Well.
Oh wow! Oh wow! How you know? That's just so neat. That's
what
so
kind
neat.
Of flower was it? Do you know?
It was regardinia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin should know that, or I'm in big trouble.
Yeah.
If I don't know that, I'm in trouble. I would be the flower identification person. That would be my job, yes. What was that flower? You know.
So,
it always amazes when people say, like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, how could you not know what that is? But anyway, you know, it's me living with it all the time. Yes, I better know or I'm in trouble.
Yes.
I said. Yeah.
So I did record a soundbite from each one of them. And so let me know if you're interested in hearing them.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it. That sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you for doing that, by the way, too. That's awesome.
Okay, well, we'll see how this sounds.
Okay.
Bullock referring to her mother.
Could you feel her spirit with you?
Yeah. And
Monique.
Very technical difficulty here.
Sandra Bullock referring to her mother.
Could you feel her spirit with you?
Yeah. And I just remember the kids with me. If you ever win an award, I don't want you to cry. And I was like, why am I going to win an award?
You know, and then I was up there, and she thought it was just ridiculous. Why do people cry? She was very, you know, well, and here I am, and I go, you can't sing, and you're dead. So
but that's the joke I had with her. I said, you know, once you're up there, you can't know. She said, no, I wasn't floating around.
And
yes. She's here, and she's missed so many moments, but I think those moments would have happened if she hadn't been up there.
Absolutely. Guiding you. Good. Guiding you.
Yeah. Monique, talking to Oprah Winfrey.
What did that last night mean to you? I understood when I saw you, I thought, there's an homage to Hattie McDaniel's going on here with that hair and the flowers, and I know that you carry her.
I carry her. And last night was really special because I could hear her whispering in my ear.
Yeah.
And yesterday something really strange happened.
What?
As I'm going through hair and makeup, someone knocks on our door.
Yes.
Kimberly goes and answers the door, and she comes back in the kitchen, and she says, Mommy, you know I'm not one to cry. But then her eyes are full of water.
Yes.
There's a letter, and there's a gardenia flower.
Wow.
The letter is from a woman I've never met before who was friends with Hattie McDaniel's family member.
Oh.
And she gave me this flower and this letter.
Wow.
It blew me away.
But Hattie McDaniel's first Black woman to win the Academy Award.
Jeff Bridges on Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
I think it was so interesting when you first hit the stage, you know.
They
were all over the place.
Yeah, they're still here.
Well,
show me where they are.
Okay, that's the end.
Okay. Wasn't that interesting how somebody just knocked? That must have been, to me, that would have been so eerie, somebody knocking on the door and they have this flower.
Yeah.
You know, that just seems so so interesting. Yeah, you just really have to kind of wonder about that, what that was all about. Yeah. And then Sandra feeling the presence of her mother. Yeah.
And then what Jeff was saying was he kept pointing up above, and he's talking about he could feel his folks, and they said, you know, in reference to his folks, and he kept looking up, and he goes, oh, no, they're floating around up here. Can't you see them? I can see them.
Oh, you know, I'm like, okay, Jeff. that's cool, though, because, I mean, you know, my mom passed away last year, and I could definitely, it's just sometimes when you just feel that, when you feel, you know, people close to you. So it's just very, very cool. Yeah. So that's very cool. Thank you for doing that, Kath. That was very nice.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, we've got about maybe 15 minutes, a little less than 15 minutes left. Do we want to switch gears and maybe go through our leftovers? You guys want to do that?
Well, you know what? It's time for dessert.
Oh, is it time for dessert?
It's time for dessert.
Okay. But so what's for dessert tonight? What are our choices?
Tonight, it looks
like
it's...
Is there any Oreo
cookies? It was pretty good last week, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yes, tonight is Oreo cookies. You want Oreo cookies?
How about Oreo cookies and cheesecake?
Oh.
Oreo cookies and cheesecake?
No,
Oreo cookie cheesecake. Oreo cookie cheesecake.
Tyler.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll check with Tyler and see if he's if they can whip that up for us. I'll go ahead and check.
Okay. Okay, that'd be cool.
While you check the leftovers.
Yeah, that sounds really delicious. Sounds very, very good. So,
what kind of cheesecake?
Well, let's see. It's like there's pumpkin cheesecake, regular cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake with Oreo. Whoa.
I was waiting for the strawberry. That sounds real good.
Okay, strawberry cheesecake. Well, I want coffee, so hopefully we can get some coffee over here, so that'd be good too. It's always nice to have coffee with dessert.
Tyler, quit walking by. We're ready.
We need to get the guy's attention. What can I say? Well, that's what happens when you hang on a table a little too long. They kind of start ignoring you. You ever notice that? You're in the restaurant for a while, and, you know, if you hang a little longer, they just kind of go off to the other tables because they're just like, yeah, okay, they're going to be here for a while. Just seems to be that way, so that's okay. Hey, we were talking about going through, I'm excited because when we were talking about doing leftovers and looking at drawing a line between all the different earthquakes that we've been having, between, you know, Haiti and then looking at Chile, and then we just had the one yesterday that was from Argentina. And Kathy had sent me a really neat, it's organic, it's the Vile Vortexes. That's like an overview by Ivan Sanderson that was done back in the 1972 in an article for the Saga magazine. And it was called The 12 Devil Graveyards Around the World. But it's kind of like, it was talking about the Bermuda Triangle, the triangle that's over by the Hawaiian volcanoes, the Devil Triangle, which is right off the coast of Japan. And it works on both sides of the equator. And it's got these triangles that are larger triangles. And it's really kind of fascinating if you look at the way that this thing has been plotted out. And it's just the way this synergy, and I think some of it I would imagine would be electromagnetic, and just the way the currents and things like that between, you know, the air currents and water currents are interacting with each other just to create these, you know, whirlpools of just energy that's just, like it says, you know, just these vortexes of triangles with, you know, the different areas that just, things just kind of disappear. So it's pretty interesting that they're in the areas that these earthquakes are happening. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Anybody want to comment about that or anything else you found out about the earthquakes that we, I know Jamie, I asked him to take a look at that. What did you think of any of that, Jamie?
Well, the vortexes, that's quite an interesting concept. I know that in addition to the the Bermuda Triangle, which is quite probably the most well known, some are probably aren't as well known, and I know there's some that are inland as well. They would call them a mystery spot, or there's one in California, in fact. Although I haven't, I'd like to look at that. You had a website about the vortexes, I think. I think I'll need to look at
that. If anybody's interested on that, we can go ahead and send the website connection. But I had just emailed it to Jamie so he could take a look at it for the show, so he could see what we're talking about. But there's definitely a correlation, because I went on Google Earth and I was looking at it before the show started, and just like that they're saying, these triangles are definitely in those areas. So it's more than just a coincidence, I think, that they're there. So it's something to look at and go, that's kind of interesting. If anything, just to be mindful about those areas of the world and how those things are being affected. So, and then they were also, we were talking before too about how the Earth is tilting more. So I'm sure these things are getting activated on a different level too, just for the fact that
they've been flowing along
at a certain level, and now they're being challenged to change.
I actually saw a newspaper article how the earthquake in Chile actually moved that one city like 10 feet.
It moved the city 10 feet?
Well, the entire city, yeah.
Part
of Chile, I guess, in fact.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that was quite a jolt, that's for sure.
Yeah. In Chile, was it a deeper one? Well, we were talking about that last week, but you said it was a deeper earthquake.
It wasn't as deep, but it was longer duration as well.
Okay.
That's what was so bad.
Yeah, so it would be interesting to find out with Argentina if that was more like on the surface or if it was deeper as well. I know it was more inland, because I'd actually talked to Gloria, and I were talking about it the other day too, and she was nice enough to kind of look at that while we were talking about it. Gloria, that was more inland as well, right? Which country?
In Chile.
The one that was in Argentina? No, Argentina.
Oh, Argentina, right.
Yeah, yesterday. That was more in the middle of...
Oh.
It was
closer to
more inland. Yeah.
That was right on the coastline. The one that was more inland was the one in Turkey.
Okay. Yeah. Gloria started looking, and what site did you go to that had all those, it was reporting all those different earthquakes?
I just looked it up on the internet.
Okay.
There was a map.
Started rattling off all these little minor earthquakes, and I'm like, oh, my God.
So you're talking about the U.S. government site?
Yeah, the U.S. government site was showing like all these like minor earthquakes that were like less than 4.0s, but I was started laughing because I was telling Jamie the other day too. I'm like, we have so many in California, we don't even bat an eye anymore because it's like it's just part of living here, and it's moving a little bit. Oh, okay, it's moving a little bit. Kind of par for the course. Say it again.
It's only a 4.3.
Yeah, that was a 4, whatever. Well, it's just like depending on where you are, you're either in your car or you're at home or at work, and you know the drill. Okay, if I'm home, I go to my hallway. If I'm at work, I go into the desk. If I'm in my car, I'm mindful of what's around me and make sure there's no telephone poles or whatever and what people are doing, kind of thing.
Ride them, cowboy.
Yeah, ride them, cowboy. Well, half the time when you're in the car, you don't even know what's happening anyway because, you're moving around and bouncing around anyway. So who knows if. I've had so many earthquakes where people go, really? There was an earthquake? I didn't feel anything. And they were driving their car.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay. So, with just all with that and looking at some of the things that scientists have been looking at for quite some time. I mean, this one that they're overviewing was from 1972. So that just shows that, we're still learning about the Earth and how things move and currents and things like that. So it's pretty fascinating to look at all that stuff. So, even kind of going back to Stacy, I think, when we can look through love on all these different things and seek to come from a higher perspective, it's like we were talking about the earthquakes last week, and I had mentioned that one of the
I had heard some spiritual teacher talking about it, kind of like chiropractic, adjustments for the earth. That's why the templates, you know, all the plates and stuff are shifting right now. The earth is basically getting some new alignments. So it's just a matter of chiropractic shifts. So it's kind of a different way of looking at it, you know.
Well, and also all the planets are. Everything that's
exactly
happening, it's, you know, with the axis changing a little bit, the tilt and the shift, it's all happening throughout the solar system.
You know, can we really fathom that? Can we, like, I don't know. I find a hot kind of like, gosh, the whole universe, the whole galaxy is changing. And, you know, but it's kind of like, duh, why wouldn't it?
Yes, because it's always on the move. Always on the move.
It can't do that. I don't want it to do that. You know, it can't do that. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, it can do it in somebody else's lifetime, right?
Talk about change. It used to change.
Yeah. What'd you say? Gloria, did you say something?
I said it can change in somebody else's lifetime, right?
Yeah, exactly, but not in mine. Exactly. I'm used to it being a certain way, and that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. But that's not good. You're changing it. I'm not used to change. So, you know, the only thing you can count on is change, right?
That's right.
That's what they say. Yeah. It's those days. Those days are saying that. You know, that how that goes. So that's all cool. So anything else that you wanted to add on all this, Jamie?
I know that we need to change our clocks this weekend, isn't it?
Oh, thank you very much. Speaking of change, yes, we are going to be springing forward. So as of 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, we will have another hour of sunlight, which I am so – my birthday's on Monday.
Yes,
I'm very excited about that. I get a new moon, and I get an extra hour on my birthday, an hour of sunlight. So that's pretty darn cool for your birthday.
Pretty darn.
Yeah, pretty darn cool. Yeah, so that's very, very
cool.
Say
birthday?
So thank you. My birthday's on Monday, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, and I'm not going to ask you how old you are.
That's good. You're a smart man.
I'm old enough to know better, that's why.
You're old enough to know better, and
that's why.
The right answer is I'm ageless. I'm just an ageless, glorious being. And then, you know, it's always 20 years, I'm always 20 years older than old age. So, like, how old is old age? It's 20 years older than I am now, so that's good. Just keep putting, you know, you keep putting it in front of you. They say that people who are centenarians, anybody over 100 years old, they really don't think of themselves at any age. They really let go of chronological age. It's about how you feel and what you're able to do in life. And I think people who really, when they look at their birthdays and things like that and don't enjoy them, it's a matter of things that they're regretting. Like, oh, gee, I'm not getting things done, instead of of all the things you can be getting done. You know, I'm like, you know, Colonel Sanders was in his 60s when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm like, shoot, ain't got nothing on me. Let's go. Okay.
Well, happy birthday,
it's
then.
It's all good. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to have to start doing some stuff for birthdays. That'll be good, too. So, you know, so the cheesecake and all that can be my birthday cake. How about that?
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that's very good.
We might just have birthday cake for dessert.
Yeah, well, birthday cake, and, you know, we could do a cupcake, how about that, a birthday cupcake.
Or a birthday cake, and we could sing happy birthday.
Okay. There you go.
Cupcakes are all the rage nowadays.
Cupcakes are the rage. You know what, and there's so many cute cupcakes out there. It's just, I mean, we know people are getting married now with weddings, and they're basically, they have cupcakes instead of having, you know, regular cake cuttings and things like that. So it's very, very interesting how things are just kind of moving and changing with all that. So very, very interesting. All right, you guys, thanks for coming and sharing your cheesecake with me. I appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next week with our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Okay, drive careful.
Keep smiling. And, no stress.
Make sure to love everything so you can clear your traffic.